over again. I hear your voice in my head. Let your light shine, let your light shine for all to see.
Sing it out.
Start a fire in my soul. Plant the flame and make it grow. So there's no doubt or denying. Let it burn so brightly that everyone around can see that it's you, that it's you that we need. Start a fire. Ooh, 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 ooh. You only need a spark to start a whole blaze. It only takes a little faith. Let it start right here in this city. To these old walls will never be the same. Over and over again, I hear your voice in my head. I need to know, I need to know. Spirit, won't you fall on my heart now?
Start a fire in my soul. Fan the flame and make it grow. So there's no doubt or denying.
Hey, please have a seat for just a
amen,
minute.
Amen, amen. Thank you, everybody,
Chase,
for being here this morning. We are so thrilled and worship as we grow in glorifying the Lord as we gather here in this wonderful place. My name is Reverend Chase Green. It's great to have you here as we worship God together. We want to especially thank our visitors for being here with us. As we welcome them, we hope that they feel comforted and they feel at peace here in this place and can incorporate into this great family. We want to share a few announcements with you. The first is that Diana Brandon, our new Director of Music Ministries, is thanking everyone for all the wonderful compliments that she got from being hired here. We also want to remind you that this coming Wednesday from 5:45 to 6:30, we'll have a Lenten dinner that's provided by Corky's, which will be chicken spaghetti and chicken strips for the kids. And we'll be having a short devotional. So that might be something you want to incorporate into your Lenten journey this Lent. And we invite you there. The price is $8 for adults and $5 for kids. And we invite you to be here in the WAC on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. We also want to let you know that Diana's looking for handbell ringers. If you ever had a strong desire to play those bells, or if you just kind of given it some thought but never really maybe even thought about doing it, we want to encourage you to be a part of it. And, you know, youth can do it. Young adults can do it. Old adults, everybody in between can do this. It's very easy. I won't do it, but we incorporate and are excited that you might be able to do that for us. I want to let you know that next Sunday, March 12th, the youth will be doing a car wash, and they will be taking donations for the upcoming youth trip. So get with Amy and make sure that you get your car wash next Sunday and make sure you help them out on all they're wanting to do for their upcoming trips. We also want to let you know that Miss Laura is looking for Easter candy, if you can believe it already. Bring in your Easter candy so they can be compiling the Easter eggs for our Easter festival. which will be on Saturday, April 15th. We look forward to that. We also want to let you know that we're beginning our Change to Change initiative, where we'll have plastic bins like the one right here in the center, and they'll be around the church, and you put your spare change in there, and that will go to our shared ministries. And now I want to invite Lita Anglin, who will share a couple of announcements.
Good morning. Okay, I'm Lita Anglin, and I would like to share, I don't like to do this very well, the SPRC wishes to provide the following update to the congregation. Is Kara here today?
No.
No? Okay. After a lengthy search period, the SPRC has hired Kara Chapman as our praise and worship leader. Thank you. It's been a long time coming for the celebration service. Kara is an accomplished vocalist and musician with experience in leading praise and worship in several Central Arkansas congregations. She and her family will join Asbury on March 12th. And her first Sunday as worship leader will be March 19th. Let us all make her and her family feel welcome here. Also, the SPRC was advised this week that Reverend Chase Green has learned of his new appointment effective July 1st, 2017. He has been appointed to the position of pastor of Primrose United Methodist Church at 3006 West Dixon Road in Little Rock. We are pleased and excited for Chase and Jana that they will remain in the Little Rock area, and we offer Chase our very best wishes as he starts this next chapter in his life of ministry.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Lita. Thank you very much. And now let us pass the peace of Christ with one another.
Greater is the one.
We all know this one.
Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
'Twas grace.
'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone.
Amen. Can I get the children to come forward for our children's moments? How are we doing?
Good.
There we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. I have a question. Does anyone here know what Lent is? Anybody heard of that?
It's when you give up something, like, because God gave up his life.
Okay. All right, so Lent is a time where we focus upon Jesus and how he gave his life, and so we try to give up stuff in our own life. What are some things that you might give up that maybe would be better for you? Can you think of anything? What you got? Okay, you could give up toys. Oh, wow, that's pretty bold. Candy? Okay, you could give up candy.
Electronics.
You could give up electronics. Did everyone hear this child? That is powerful, right? And suckers, Miss Laura says. We want to give up suckers? That'd be hard, wouldn't it? Why would we give up this stuff? How is it going to help us? Okay, it helps other people, maybe because we can focus on other people, because when we focus upon wanting to get candy, wanting to play with our toys, wanting to play with our electronics, that says that we care about ourselves, right, and not about others, maybe. What do you have? Do you want to share something? Okay, that's all right. Anybody else while we might do this? You got something? We might share. It might help us grow closer to Jesus, won't it? If we go without something, then we can have Jesus to help replace that thing, right? It gives us time to pray more. It gives us time to love our parents. It gives us time to care for our friends and to pray for them, right? Isn't that a good thing? Maybe we can try to do that better this Lent, okay? Anybody want to pray for us? Okay, you want to come here? Come on, you can do it. I know you can do it. Come here. Just a few words. Come use the mic. Come use the mic. You can do it. Come on. There you go. Step up. There we go. All right. Go ahead. Bow your head.
Actually not.
Bow your head. Bow your head. It's okay. Just close your eyes.
Dear God, thank you for this day. Thanks for all the food that we all have.
Amen. Right? Amen. Thank you. We'll just go down with Miss Sherry and Miss Laura, and they'll take you to children's. I invite you now to look into your bulletins and see the prayers listed there in our prayer requests. We do have one announcement we want to share and lift up. Is Susan York's father has had a stroke, we believe, and he's getting treatment for that. And so bring prayer for that family. And now let us bow our heads and go to God in prayer. Ah, Jesus, we thank you for your strength and your wisdom. We know deep within our hearts that your way produces something incredible within us. It produces a new wisdom. It produces a desire to want to love others and not just ourselves. It creates within us this wonderful spirit of peace that we want to share with the world. What a great thing. We don't need to hide that. We don't need to sweep that under the rug. We need to really embrace it and to share it with those that we know are feeling lost, lonely, hurt, fearful, afraid, and just overwhelmed. This time of Lent is a time of really putting things into perspective. What really matters? Help us during this Lent be more dedicated to you. And may we follow in the steps of a child that's willing to stand up and say a prayer. A symbol of faithfulness and desire to please you. And now we pray the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As the ushers make their way forward to receive this morning's offering, let us be mindful that in the season of Lent, people go without. People go without enough food, enough water, the right education. Some truly suffer. And we as a church operate as our little corner of the kingdom of God to help bring relief in the name of Christ. So may we give to that spirit. Now let us pray. God, we give selflessly, not to please ourselves, not to impress others, but as a symbol of faith and our commitment to you. Amen. Thank you. I want to take a brief moment, and I think we should all give our sincere thanks to Mike DuPaul, who has led our service gracefully with passion and love, wonderful worship and leadership. He has grown himself. He has grown this praise team. There are more volunteers today than there ever have been. And we thank you, Mike, for all you've done for us in this church, especially this service. Amen. Amen. And now we turn to our scripture passage. And we're going to be focusing on our Lenten journey with going to the mountains, seeking pinnacle power, mountains that help define our faith. And we go to Mount Moriah today and encounter Abraham. And we'll read from Genesis 22, verses 9 through 18. Hear these words as they're read aloud, and may they fall and rest upon our hearts and our minds in a fresh and new way. When they came to the place that God had shown him, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you. And I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies. And by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us bow for a brief moment to prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. What is happening? What is really going on here? I mean, do we really worship a God that would ask someone to kill their only child? Any child? This passage, let's face it, is one of the most controversial in the whole Bible. I mean, you cannot approach this text and not come away with some discomfort, some confusion, some grief, some questions, because why? What is this all about? Because we just have issue with this. Our God doesn't ask our children to be killed. We think about the context. It might help us approach this text better. If we think about Abraham and his journey of faith, how he took his family and he left his own home and to follow a foreign God he didn't know, a statement of faith. Perhaps, and it's been thought that many of the other religions of that day, that the gods and goddesses commanded as sacrifice children. Abraham enters into covenant with God, and he said that he and Sarah will have a son. Of course, there's laughter and bewilderment because they're of old age. And there's some trickery with trying to cheat the system and getting another son, and that son's sent away. But finally the day comes where Isaac is born, their own flesh and blood, the true promise that God gave them. And here is God commanding Abraham to kill Isaac, the one that's to come. So we might approach this in a couple of ways. Perhaps Abraham is so faithful that in his deep hearts he knows God doesn't actually intend for this to happen, because this is part of the covenant and God keeps God's promises. Of course, we hope so. If someone had come to you and shared that God said I should kill my son or my daughter as a sacrifice, you would call the police and you would be right to do so. So maybe Abraham just has the deepest faith and knows nothing bad's going to happen. Perhaps God wants to make a big impact and send a message that he is a God that does not condone or accept child sacrifice, because the ram comes into play and is offered. And animals are offered thereafter. And nowhere after that is there any mention of human child sacrifice for God that the Israelites follow. We do know answers, right? We know them after the fact. God prevented Abraham from killing Isaac. That's a good thing. We also know that God kept the covenant and establishes a blessing through Abraham that's descendant after descendant, and that winds up being the line for Jesus. And that's a good thing. We know that God wants to condemn child sacrifice, and that's a good thing. How do we take this strange passage and apply it to our lives? We know that sacrifice is important, that we need it. And what we tend to think is that all of what we go through shouldn't matter. Our emotions should be helped, healed, and brought to being faithful. One fascinating thing about this passage is you'll find even the preceding verses up to what we read today, there is no emotion. There's no anger from Abraham having to do this horrendous act. There's no sadness or anxiety in Abraham. And Isaac just goes willingly. There's no emotion with him. But for us, in real life, there is emotion. And there is emotion when we give up and we sacrifice and we turn to God to grow deeper. Sacrifice is supposed to make us feel uncomfortable. And it's supposed to make us uncomfortable because it's to help us fidget in our seats and become impatient. All of the feelings in our normal routine tries to sneak back in. And it's at that time where we feel uncomfortable, where we have the opportunity to reach out to Christ, to seek healing. Sacrifice also helps us remember and gives us the action of going deeper. Because I have chosen something to give up, I am also choosing to take God seriously. I'm also choosing to make this Christian faith important. And what we take away is hopefully replaced with good and loving actions. As we sacrifice, we learn that we gain wisdom when we go without. Because we learn we didn't need it in the first place. What we really needed was God and God's love that expands in our hearts, expands our abilities and the way in which we can serve and care in the world. When we deprive ourselves of something, we need a latch on to God. That helps us to grow deeper in faith. When I was in seminary, a great friend of mine, Semisi, he was educated there with me, and he came from the island of Fiji. And he was there to learn and explore ways in which he could bring back ideas to implement in ministry in Fiji. Semisi had to sacrifice. Not only did he leave his home behind for 3 years, but he also traveled thousands of miles away to Washington, D.C., dropped into a completely different culture. There is some sacrifice there for greater commitment and discernment. What must you sacrifice that will signal to God you want to go deeper? What in your life must you sacrifice that will connect you more with God? Perhaps that means taking less hours at work, since you can spend quality time with God and your family because you're working too much. Maybe you have too much leisurely time and you're just kind of wasting it away. Valuable time you could use to grow in spiritual development. And oh, we can bring up the M word, money. Everyone's favorite word in church. That was a joke. You're supposed to laugh. How money affects every aspect of our lives, yes? It controls us. It truly does. Our actions and what we do and how we spend our time. How are you going to align your faith and your money? Sacrifice. Sacrifice is supposed to hurt. If it's not hurting, it's not sacrifice. Yes? Every time we come to the Lord's table, we're reminded of sacrifice. Jesus willingly gave his life. He wasn't taken there and laid down on a pile of wood. He, with unconditional love, chose to give of his life so that we could have healing and wholeness and new life. So every time we come to the Lord's table, we remember sacrifice. But let us also remember that when we think of Christ's sacrifice, it's not a funeral, because it leads us to deeper wisdom, to deeper truth, that Christ is risen and that that sacrifice leads us to be able to be fed with new life, wholeness and healing, resurrection that truly can transform us into people that go out and share that love and light with others. Christ, as always, is our model. The kids seemed to get it about giving up. What will you sacrifice so that you can grow deeper with God? Because God always responds with grace when we reach out, when we seek God, when we are earnest, when we are sincere, when we are trying. God always responds. What will you sacrifice? Amen. Communion is an open table here at Asbury United Methodist Church. All are welcome to receive the bread and the juice, the body and the blood of Christ, because all are loved by God and all are accepted into God's arms. Let us be mindful. And as you come to the table here in a moment, reflect on that one particular thing you want to give up, you want to sacrifice to grow closer. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ our Lord died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and a joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church to deliver us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which our Lord gathered his disciples in the upper room to share about a new covenant of forgiveness, he took bread and he gave thanks. And he broke it. He said, take, eat, for this is my body which is given for you. Do this as often as you eat of it in remembrance of me. And after the supper had been shared, our Lord took a cup, giving thanks to you. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, drink from this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me. And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we profess and proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, so that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes again in final victory and we feast at God's heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours now, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. We'll have those that are singing come forward to be served first, as well as those that will serve and share in communion. We'll have a basket here for those that want to donate to our community ministries, where we share and help those that come to our church in need. We also have a gluten-free option for those that need that. Amen. Why don't we have a word of prayer? Merciful God, we thank you for this holy mystery in which you've given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world by the strength of your Spirit, and the body and blood that we've taken into ourselves, that would transform us to share this new life with others. In Christ we pray. Amen. Let us now stand as we sing our closing song. If there are those that like to continue with prayer up at our prayer rails, we welcome you forward at this time.
Carry.
Amen, amen. You're not rid of me yet. We still have a few months together, and we still have hard work to do together, and that's a great and glorious thing. And so let us get to work and share the love of Christ together, and may you go in peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.